But how about the woman that gets paid the exact same amount as I do to do the exact same things, but always gets to do the easiest job on the crew?
Right.
Why?
Yep.
How's that equality?
Right.
So I have to work my guts out every single week. I have to go and dig massive amounts of holes while one other person gets to drive around in a truck and do nothing? Because you know what? The work isn't going to get done by her.
Yep.
So guess what? They put all the work on me.
Right.
Or men like me.
Right.
Because they can't do the work. That's not equality.
Yep.
That's wickedness.
Yeah.
It's not right. If you're going to say, hey, be equal, be equal then.
Yeah. Yep.
And I just want to say this. Women in the military, they're not going to be able to drag somebody off the battlefield when someone's wounded. It's a detriment to the military to have to endure something like that.
Yep.
Look, you might have watched G.I. Jane, but guess what? That story was a Hollywood movie,
yep.
And there's never been a woman that's rung that bell before.
Yeah. Amen.
So they try to make it look like she was some Navy SEAL. No woman has ever passed a Navy SEAL test, ever.
Yeah, right.
They've never even come close. So, and I'm just, look, you're definitely be better at baking cookies than I am, okay? You're definitely going to be better than cleaning and doing dishes than I am. I get that. Because women just have a tendency to want to keep their home. I wonder why. Maybe God made them like that.
Amen.
Not all women are like that, though. But God also didn't make them to go out and dig holes in the pouring down rain,
yep.
And throw 50-pound sacks of concrete into the hole and put signs in them and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
How about being firefighters? Can I mention your name? Is it all right? Brother Scott was on the first trials in Portland, right? Where the first woman was going to go through the firefighter trial. Did she pass?
She did because they said, just walk, don't run.
But did she beat the time? Did she make the time that she was supposed to make?
She did, but the standard was so low that anybody could.
They changed the standard, though.
Yes.
Okay, so the men have this standard here, and the women have this standard down here. Because why? Because they can't do the lifting that's required to do. And so how are you going to drag a 300-pound guy out of a burning building if you're a 109?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? And look, they put the people on the crews the way that they're supposed to be put on there. And what is that? It's a detriment to the firefighter. Would you want the call... Hey, 911, my house is on fire. And it shows up and there's five women on there that can't lift the body, can't lift the hoses. Can't, you know, who's doing the heavy lifting, you think? The men.
Yeah.
It's like that in any job where there's like equality. It's all equal. How about the police? You know, can a police officer woman wrangle down some methed out freak? No, they have to get five other women to help them. Or the man has to do it. How about in construction? Same thing. Look, it's just physically it's not equal physically, so why would you get paid the same amount or more? That doesn't make sense. That's not equality. That's an unjust balance.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Now don't be mad at me, ladies. Okay? I think you're great, and I just think that there's two roles. And the husband has one role, and the wife has another role. And as long as we're doing our roles, everything's good.
Right.
But once the wife starts trying to be the boss of the home, there's going to be friction.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yep.
So